Welcome back to our pregame show. Kelly Schultz along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And last weekend, a great weekend split against Wisconsin. Your team came out and upset the number one Badgers on Friday. And then, of course, we knew Wisconsin wasn't going to be an easy opponent on Saturday. They've got a lot of pride. What do you take away from that last weekend? And how much does that help coming into this weekend?
You know, the biggest thing, Kelly, was just, you know, how we played on Friday that gave us the opportunity to have the success we did. What I mean by that is we did not give up any odd man rushes. There were no two-on-ones. There were no clear-cut three-on-twos or whatever, because we always had really good back pressure. We had our F3 always did a really good job of staying high and just coming back and picking up trailers, and that to me was the biggest thing, and I thought we had really good active sticks in the defensive zone, and pretty much kept them on the perimeter. I mean, they certainly had some. You worked their way to get some quality shots inside the dots, but for the most part, you know, we did a pretty good job of keeping them on the perimeter and keeping shots outside. So that was the biggest thing. Just saying, you know, if we could play like that all the time, certainly it's gonna be to our benefit, because just when you don't give quality teams good opportunities, you know, they tend to get frustrated.
Your opponent this weekend is another nationally ranked opponent. They're coming off of a pair of big wins over St. Cloud State. Ohio State's stacked. They got four players right now with over 10 goals this season. What is it going to take, first of all, to stop their offense?
Yeah, I mean, isn't that the truth? They're loaded with some really talented players. So, I guess the simple answer would be to make them play defense. You know, let's possess the puck. Let's make them play in their zone. They don't like it. And we have the ability to do that. We have the ability to possess the puck in the offensive zone. They're going to get chances. We know that. But, again, back pressure is going to be huge. Not giving up outnumbered situations will be really, really important. And when they have the puck in the offensive zone, we just have to do a good job of trying to get stops. What I mean by that is getting the puck carrier to be stopped, especially when they're looking at themselves in the glass. We have to be really, really aggressive, get stops. We have to second quick the puck, and then we get our second player on that puck as quick as we can. Obviously have stick on puck all the time, get in the shot lanes, and, you know, pick up people away from the puck. All those things we talk about all the time, it will really, really benefit us. But, again, it's making sure our F3s are in a good spot. And, you know, the Jinsey Dunn is so good with the puck, and we can't let her go 200 feet. We can't let her carry the puck the length of the ice and create, because she certainly can. And Lauren Boyle's another one. She has the ability to do that. So we're going to want to get pucks off their sticks as quick as we can.
You mentioned defense. Your team has blocked a lot of shots over this season, but the last couple of weekends especially. Tina Campa named WCHA Defensive Player of the Week because of those block shots. She had 13 last weekend. Talk about what kind of commitment that is for a player to take a shot like that.
Huge. I mean, you know, we've talked about that in the past. Just, you know, that's the bench just erupts when you do that. I mean, that's, you know, you're doing it for your teammates, and they all recognize that. They recognize that it's not easy to do. It hurts. But that's what it takes at this time of the year against quality opponents. They're going to get their opportunity. So when they do, if we're getting shot lanes, you know, we have players that are willing to block shots, and it's certainly going to help our goalies out.
Special teams were a key factor to last weekend. I know your penalty kill's been fantastic this season. Your power play starting to come alive. Of course, the game winner on Friday was a power play goal by Lydia Passolt. This weekend, you're facing a team who takes a lot of penalties. They've got 214 penalty minutes this year. That's just a crazy number, but what's it going to take to get those power play goals on a team like Ohio?
Well, you know, hopefully they'll give us opportunities, and that's the key. If they're going to take penalties, we have to make a pay. And like I always said, if it's one or if it's four, you know, we just want to be plus when the game's over. So, obviously, you don't want to make it a special teams game. But, you know, special teams are always important in league games. And, you know, we certainly have faith in our penalty kill, but they're also a very talented group. You don't want to keep giving them opportunities on the power play. So the key for us on the power play is if we don't score, to gain momentum and then, you know, build off the opportunities we do generate. And obviously, again, it seems like it's a smaller rink. You know, actually the ice dimensions are the same. It's just with the low ceiling, it feels like you're in this little bandbox. So you just have to overcome that. Just go out there and play the game.
Well, we've had a long trip to get here to Columbus. Weather wasn't our friend yesterday in Minneapolis-St. Paul. And thanks to Delta, they got us here safe and sound with all of our equipment and bags. Talk about what that kind of adversity and how that can help team bond?
Well, we just talked about it on the bus. It's part of their journey. It's something they're never going to forget. Just thankful that we were all able to make it here last night, because at one point there was a real possibility that a group of us were going to be staying overnight, trying to get our ways to Columbus today, and it just did not look good to get us here with any opportunity to practice and even in one case get it about 8:30, which game's probably over by that time. So. But things happen for a reason. You believe that, and it worked out. We got here, had maybe one of our best Friday morning practices ever. The girls look great, and we just said you can't worry about it. It is what it is, and let's control the things we can control. And we got a great opportunity tonight, but we also we know we're it's going to be a tremendous challenge. We know how good this team is, and everybody's battling for every point. Certainly, Ohio State, they want to get as many points as they can, so. Should be a heck of a game.
Coach, good luck tonight. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thanks, Kelly.